My dear friend Tony Michaels, of course, has coming up Monday, June 26th, one of the largest fireworks displays in the country, marking its 65th year, themed Splash into Summer. When we're talking about all the great things happening around here, we cannot forget about the Ford fireworks. And Mary Culler, president, Ford Motor Company Fund, and all the hardworking men and women of Ford that make that possible, and Tony Michaels and his team at the parade company. Let's put it on the calendar. Ford Fireworks Show returns June 26th at the Detroit Riverfront. Now, here we are at this important show, Automate, brought to you by the Association for Advancing Automation. It is a show that's getting a lot of attention, and for good reason. One good thing is it's coming back now, second year in a row from Chicago after 20 years being away, which I know makes our next guest the president and CEO of FANUC America Corporation, Mike Chico, who sits across from me. You're a young CEO. I'm just going to say it out there right now. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Thank you, Paul. It's an honor to be here.
You have the Automate show. Obviously, FANUC is here because you showcase, you have robots already. You've got cobots, which I don't know what that is.
We'll get into that.
You'll tell me. Software, CNC automation, helping strengthen our country's productivity and the global competitive position. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure, Paul. So FANUC, we're the largest automation company in the world. We make industrial robots. We make a motion control that allows machines to move. And we're here at Automate because at this show, this is a great place to showcase all the different ways that people can automate their manufacturing processes, whether you're in the automotive business, whether you're in the food and beverage business, whether you're in the consumer products business. There is a tremendous amount of opportunity to reduce your labor cost, increase your productivity, and overall be able to make things here in America.
Mike Chico, President, CEO of FANUC America Corporation. And instead of me trying to play the guessing game, just tell me, what is a cobot?
All right, here we go. Cobot, it stands for collaborative robot. And imagine that you had a process that had a task that someone had to do over and over and over again, very repetitively.
Yeah.
It's very boring for the person. Sometimes it causes injuries for the people to do those types of things. And so those are the types of things that we've automated. However, there's still a lot of things out there that people do best. And in a lot of ways, combining something that a person does and something that a robot does together is the best way to solve a problem. And so a cobot or a collaborative robot is intended to work directly next to a person. So it is a collaborative robot that that can work hand in hand with a person.
I would have gotten that wrong. I started thinking a cobot was a set of two robots working together as cobot. But that's
Should have come up with a better name the first thing you know.
Don't mind me. I was just trying to guess as to what it is. And you focus here on telling the story about the careers in automation that are here. You are big on the education pavilion that includes FANUC and over a dozen schools providing hands-on demonstrations featuring your latest robots, cobots, and CNC educational tools. This is a very big part of what's going on here for you.
That's right, Paul. This is probably one of the most important things that we're here to talk about is on the education side of our business, where young people coming up through the school system need to understand that there are a tremendous amount of rewarding careers in manufacturing, and that manufacturing isn't the dirty, dull, dangerous place that you might have in your head of what it used to be. It is high tech. It is high-paying, where you can integrate these robots and automation as part of manufacturing. And we actually are placing and putting robots and automation inside the school system all the way down into the elementary side. Mm. So there are kids out there right now that are programming robots in elementary and high schools and truthfully doing things that I didn't learn until I was a young professional. That's how I took off at FANUC, was programming robots. And so it's a key part of what we do is to not only teach young people what manufacturing's like, but then also retrain some of the workers in manufacturing to start to learn how to use this automation that's coming into the workplace.
And very importantly, Mike Chico, President and CEO of FANUC, you're letting these kids see with their own eyes and understand that they don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to leave Michigan to do this kind of work.
That's correct.
It's right here.
That's right. It is right here. We actually build the robots at our plant in Rochester Hills. So there's manufacturing that's actually being done to build the robots in America. And we're surrounded by plants and places that are using this automation.
And FANUC is expanding. FANUC America Corporation is, you're going to expand it, from what I understand, 2 million square feet of space to accommodate your customers. And that means growing numbers of employees as well.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We continue to hire. We continue to grow. And if anyone's seen in the news, the unemployment rate is so low right now, there's just not enough people out there to handle some of these tasks. And so the use of robots and automation continues to grow.
And we're really coming in, and you're helping it through the schools, Mike. It's the automation generation, really, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's amazing to see what a young person is capable of doing at such a young age. These are kids in high school are doing things that I did as part of a senior thesis project, and now they're doing them as freshmen in high school. And so this generation coming into the workforce is very talented. And as you said, the automation generation.
And FANUC has faced head-on whatever fears people have had about automation and robots, replacing them. And that's where Cobot comes from, as you explained earlier, used for virtually any application that requires a human, a person, to work in the same space as that robot. And I think that's going to be helpful for people to understand that exists.
That's exactly right. There's been study after study that shows that the use of automation doesn't reduce the number of jobs. It helps increase the productivity, which in turn generates more jobs as time goes on.
Leave the heavy lifting to the robot.
That's right. Well said.
Not to us, which should be embraced by everyone. You're a problem solver. You help companies face today's tough challenges with automation and robotics, that need that everyone has for higher productivity. They're trying to get it out of us in radio. Solutions to the labor shortage, speed, quality, all of that. If you're looking for it, be in touch with the president and CEO of FANUC America Corporation, Mike Chico. Mike, thanks for coming by, and thanks for your support.
It's an honor, Paul. Thank you very much.
It's our honor as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, Monday Morning Edition at 8:44.